Good morning, everybody. I'm going to talk about taxonomic study of the genus Cocobius. This genus contains 81 species from the world. They are known as a parasitoid of Diaspidids, and this genus belongs to the family Aphelinidae, which is still quite successfully used in biocontrol. And members of this genus, especially Cocobius testaceus, is quite successfully used against Lepidus avisulmi, which is almost a polyphagous armored scale on the many trees, apple trees, walnut trees, and rose orchards. I mention these plants because in the Sparta where I'm working at the moment, the apple producing is most important there. And same time, this is the center of the producing oil roses, so this pest is quite important, and to control this by the biological ways and use natural enemies are very important. Same time, there's one more species, Cocobius varicornis. Yeah, I want to mention that this Cocobius varicornis, Cocobius testaceus, was introduced in USA against Lepidus avis becki. And varicornis, Cocobius varicornis, is also quite successfully used against Diaspidius perniciosus. This is the pest of many fruit orchards. So the most important and most problematic for the agricultural workers are to determine the Cocobius species correctly. So we decide to make some survey on the genus distributed in the Transcaucasus and design the key. Before our studies, there was 8 species known in this genus. We based our studies on the collected material during 1998 and 2008. Same time, we examined the type material from the main depository of all Transcaucasus species, St. Petersburg Museum, and material of Valentina Jasna's collection, as much as the 6 species from these 8 were described by her. So we examined this her personal collections as well, and our collected material. The Cocobius genus is very easy to distinguish from any other genera of Aphelinidae. As much as this has a formula of antennae 1132, and between pedicel and F1 there is a hardly noticeable ring-like segment annulus, and the mandible is with 2 teeth and truncation, maxillary palpi with 2 segments, and labiary palpi with 1 segment. Mesoscutum and scutellum is quite large. Axilla is very small with a single city. And forewings are without lineae calva, and disc usually settles to base. And formula of tarsa is a 5-5-5. And male is very close to female, but just differences between on the antenna and the genitalia. And we collect all data about existing about the Cocobius genus from Transcaucasus, and we put distributional data and host data in this list. And here's a material which we collect in 2003. After examination, we found that this was a new species. And this was reared species from Linea spis junipericola on the Tuya. This is from arid forest in the eastern Georgia. And before our studies, there was some samples of Jasnosh, which she determined as a Fiscus pistacicolus, species Aphinis pistacicolus, but later we found that this is a very close to our species, and they are similar. And there are some characters given in this the measurement of funicular segments and club segments. We compared this and designed some tables later will show that. And important character is also third walvula length, comparisonal length with ovipositor, and length of wings with broad and submarginal and marginal vein length, and seated on these veins. This is another new species which was reared from the Prodiaspis tamaris gola before it was Adis codiaspis, so I put this name also here. And with this species there was another one reared from the same plant host and same scale host, but they are quite different from each other by these funicular segments and by the wings, submarginal and marginal veins, and on the this range number of city. Here is another species. So we put all characters in the table to distinguish these species from the closed species which we described from the Turkmenistan by Miartseva. Unfortunately, we had no material and we had no chance to examine that material. But we used the original description and personal consultation with Valentina Jasnoš. So using these morphological characters with these three close species to the new species, Kurbani, Sumbarensis, and Indefinitus, we designed the cluster. And it looks like that. So our guess, previous guess, that new species Nunu is close to Kurbani, and these other species are making same group, was proved by these morphological characters. Then we are curious to use the all 13 species, including two Turkmenistan species, and design the another cluster. So here we changed slightly some morphological characters which we used in previous cluster, but as you see the groups are same, and the Kurbani and Nunu went to another branch, and other species, new species of Maricato, stayed in another. So this study showed that good morphological characters can give a good result. And in future we are planning to make some DNA studies to prove this how morphological characters can be used and how they can be supported by DNA studies. In the list we did not put one species which was mentioned from the Azerbaijan, Cocobius mesasiaticus, as much as this was mentioned in the PhD of Mustafaeva, and by personal contact with her she could not confirm that she had this material, and later in 2002 Rzaeva in her book Cuts of Azerbaijan she did not include this species, so we omit this from our list. So that's all. Thank you for your attention. And any questions? No, I did not, but I'm planning to make it in future. First, I need to have more material. This mostly is based on the some types which are destroyed, and some we could not find because of material was destroyed in the St. Petersburg collections, and we based mostly on the original descriptions and personal contacts with the author of the new species. But we will collect in future. Thank you.